come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week, the time I know you've anxiously been awaiting. It's a time that we bring to you the culinariest and the cleverest, the most riveting, obviously the most entertaining, the tastiest and the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world. It must be none other than Chef and a Fat Man to Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true theater of the mind radio show that is listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on Satcom 6-1. Not really, we don't have a satellite, but if we did, it would be Satcom 6.1. We are heard each and every week on AM 1160, Atlanta's powerhouse talk of the town, and streamed round the world. To our friends in Tel Aviv, to our friends in Jerusalem, to our friends in Dublin, to our friends in Honduras, we welcome you as we get ready to take you on a culinary journey the likes of which you will seldom find on Chef and a Fat Man. This week our mobile kitchens finds us at, it is none other than the second annual Moonbow Egg Fest live from Corbin, Kentucky, baby. Woo-hoo! Now to give you an idea of this incredible surrounding, I am standing, very good Tim, settle down. Have some more mountain spring water, sir. Anyway, I'm standing in this beautiful parking lot, and it is right behind one of the most beautiful homages to a great man, Colonel Harlan Sanders. His bronze lifelike statue is surrounded by a beautiful courtyard. You step down the steps, and you have this beautiful Kentucky bluegrass, of which you come into the parking lot, surrounded by these wonderful tents, pop-ups, adult beverage, green eggs, food abounding, under an azure blue sky with puffy white clouds. It is 73 and a half degrees with a wafting 10-knot breeze out of the northwest. Everything is going out over the emerald green trees of the Daniel Boone National Forest. And amongst all this glory is lovely Corbin, Kentucky. We're so honored to be here, and we couldn't be here if it weren't for our wonderful sponsors. First and foremost, we are sponsored by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. By Real Sweet Onions, by Schumann Produce, leaders in Vidalia and Peruvian Sweet Onions, my friends. If it does not say Real Sweet on the back of the tag, it ain't. And by Whole Foods, where value absolutely matters. Their 365 brand rocks. You get all of the amazing quality, none of the nasties, at a price that will match just about any grocery store in the world. Whole Foods, where value matters. And by Cutter Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta on Wynwood Parkway. My friends, Cutter Cigar Emporium is your portal to the world. World of great times, world of great cigars, and a world of great friends you have yet to meet. And finally, by GoIsrael.com. If you have not been to Israel, you will never know what a life-changing experience can be. Stand at the Wailing Wall, look over the Dead Sea, walk the beautiful old streets of the old city of Jerusalem, and you will find why Israel truly is a life-changing experience. Put it on your must-do list right now. But if you can't make it to Tel Aviv next week, how about driving just 4 hours north of Atlanta on 75, take a detour of about a half of 2 miles off of I-75, and you will find an incredible town nestled in these beautiful hills of Corbin, Kentucky. And it is with great pleasure that we introduce a lady who I call her the Energizer Bunny. She has more energy than 90% of all the people in Atlanta
put together.
She has a spirit, a heart that epitomizes the great city of Corbin, Kentucky. It gives me great pleasure to the director of tourism. I don't know what She probably has more titles than Colonel Sanders had ingredients in his amazing chicken. Give it up for, I call her Mags, the rest of them call her Miss Maggie Creevel. Maggie!
Yay! Thank you so much, Fat Man. We are so excited to have you here in Corbin, Kentucky today. It is an absolutely outstanding, beautiful day. The weather's perfect. We got a great crowd. The cooks are cooking. The smoke is all over the park. And people are having a great time.
Well, you know, this is an amazing town. And we've worked together now, well, since May, since the Egg Fest in the North Georgia Mountains of John Hall and et al. And the first time I met you, I was telling the Beast, I said, man, this girl is hot. She is on top of things. She is a mover and a shaker. Where in the heck is Corbin, Kentucky?
Yeah.
And so we looked it up, and we didn't know what to expect, really. I mean, we met you, we met Tim, we met Mel, we met all these wonderful people. But from the moment we communicated, we were always communicating. It might be 4 or 5 weeks between communications, but on the same day, within minutes of each other, we knew there was a simpatico, and it really has gone on since then. My friends, this is an amazing town. Corbin, Kentucky is extraordinarily unique because the people, when you come to Corbin, you get all the wonderful things of a small town. You get the personality. You get the class. You get the gentility, the courteousness, the quality of life of a small town. But then you talk to Mags, you talk to Tim, you talk to Mayor Willard, and you realize all of that, plus they have a big city vision. And that's what really separates Corbin from almost any other city in the South.
That's exactly right. We've got all kinds of amazing projects going on right now. The Corbin Tourism Office is in the development phases right now for a state-of-the-art railroad museum.
Huge.
That is huge, of course, because Corbin was founded on the L&N Railroad. So this is something we believe people from all over the world will want to come see. And, of course, we also, in 2016, will be home. What is Kentucky best known for, aside from brown ale?
It is
horses.
That's
so in
it.
2016, we will be home to Keeneland's new quarter horse racetrack. So people will be able to come out and see the quarter horses. And of course, you know, people can come out and enjoy the beautiful scenery of Corbin, Kentucky. We've got the Daniel Boone National Forest, Cumberland Falls State Park. They can eat where it all began. Yeah. The Falls is absolutely gorgeous, and it's home to one of the only two moonbows in the whole world.
It is really neat. Tell us, you know, for people who are obviously not as sophisticated as you, I, and Tim, what in the world is a moonbow?
Well, a moonbow, on the night of the full moon, from the mist of the falls, you can see, instead of a rainbow, a moonbow. It's very beautiful, and the only other place in the world you can see it is in Africa.
I think I'll stick here. I don't know why. I think it's easier. It's much easier to get to Corbin, Kentucky than it is to Africa. But one of the things is it's a 65-foot fall in this beautiful park. And the park is extraordinarily well-kept, very efficient, very effective. They got all kinds of nice things to do up there. They got some beautiful lodges and cabins, incredible camping for campers. I mean, you name it, they got it. And what makes Moonbow Egg Fest 2015 and what makes Corbin, Kentucky one of the ultimate premier locations for Egg Fests is you've got so many things you could do. They've got a wonderful movie theater here, so if you just want to relax and watch a movie, they've got excellent restaurants. We went to the Depot. I had one of the best steaks I've had in a long time. And they have beers that are in very tall glasses. No weenie beers in Corbin, Kentucky.
That's right.
And the food was great. The people are amazing. And there's great little shops. There's all kinds of neat things to do here. So you can come up on Thursday night, have a great meal, get up Friday, go to the park, do everything else, go to the wonderful meet and greet. I had some of the best barbecued chicken last night. It was so good. I went up there, let's just say that we had about 4 chickens in the room. But all that being said, it was great, great food. Tim and Mel and Don and, of course, Maggie. Nothing happens in this town without Maggie's thumbprint on it somewhere because all these great ideas have to be put together. And it seems like they always put them on Maggie, and she gets it done. My friends, we are at Moonbow Egg Fest 2015. It's the second annual. in beautiful Corbin, Kentucky, as I look to the, what is that, north? As I look to the north. That way. As I look to the north, I see the big green egg inflatable standing right next to Colonel Harlan Sanders in the beautiful little park that they have built. We're going to be talking to so many people. You're going to get the real flavor, the real fullness, the real hometown mentality of Corbin, Kentucky, as we are Chef of the Fat Man live from Moon Bowl Egg Fest 2015, taking it to the streets of Corbin, Kentucky, baby.
Yeah! Okay. Woo-hoo.